SLB Radio in Pittsburgh presents From There to Here. Stories of men and women born in other countries who now live in Pittsburgh.
I was born in Zambia.
In Chile.
Taiwan.
I moved to the U.S. from Iran when I was 11 years old.
In Turkey, military service is compulsory. Every young man has to serve, and there is no age limit. You cannot run away from it.
When I was growing up, my mom's parents lived with us in the same house. It's very common in Ukraine. And my dad's parents.
The good part of being an immigrant is that you meet people from all over the world, which are in the same situation as you.
On this episode, Eleanor Rico. Eleanor is from the Philippines. She recounts living through typhoons that would flood the first floor of her home, but her family was prepared for this kind of weather, and you'll hear how they managed. This is Eleanor's story.
My name is Eleanor Rico. I was born from Manila, Philippines, and my birthday is August 8th, 1964. My family, we are third generation Chinese living in the Philippines. So my great-grandparents immigrated from Fujian, China to the Philippines. We already are immigrants. We are both Chinese and Filipino mixed culture. We still speak Chinese at home, but then we know how to speak the Filipino language. My great-grandfather was a farmer, and then a great-grandmother was a housewife. Finally, when there was a drought that one year in China, they decided to leave China and go to the Philippines. And after, when they were in the Philippines, they started a clothing textile business. At the time, my great-grandfather, he would carry all the cloth in a cart and then push the cart and sell them door to door. And then they had enough money to have a store. And then they become a little bit wealthy. But there was World War II. So after the war, everything was gone because there were bombings in Manila. When my great-grandparents immigrated from China to the Philippines, they had to change their last name to a more Spanish-sounding name. So that's why I became Rico. The original name was M.A., Ma. Where I grew up, we have a two-story house, and whenever there's a typhoon, our first story is always flooded. But we are prepared because once the flood comes, we move the chairs up. We have the gas oven, which is a portable, and we move it up, and then we have a cement floor. So as soon as the flood recedes, we just hose down the cement floor, open the window, it dries up, and then we just put the chairs down and put the gas oven down, and that's it. We didn't have a lot of damage. One time when there was a flood, somebody's fish pond got flooded, so all the fish came to our house, and then there's like goldfish and what, and I told my dad, "Dad, go get the fish," and he went down there and start catching them with his bare hands. So that was really funny. When I was in elementary school, the Philippines, we are 90% Catholic. It's very strict. And if we get a grade lower than 60, the kids get spanked. That was like something that I don't want to experience anymore in my life. So when I came over and then I heard that you don't really spank the kids, I was like, wow, I should have been born here. Philippines is a warm country. We have only two seasons, hot and wet climate, and it's never below 80 degrees, even at night. I think the hardest thing for us to adjust here is when there's a blizzard. We kind of don't know what to do, but snow is really pretty. I guess the hardest thing about living in the Philippines was when I was in college and the president at that time was President Marcos, and he was filled with graft and corruption, and we couldn't trust the policemen, the firemen. There were demonstrations everywhere for Marcos to step down. It's kind of like Libya now, where the young people have no jobs, even though you graduate from college. And then everywhere on the streets, there are bombings. So I thought I better further my studies and come to America. At that time, my classmates who joined the demonstrations, they were tear gassed. They experienced police brutality. My parents were really strict, so they don't want me to join any demonstrations. I wanted to, but then I also am afraid to get hurt. You don't really know what will happen to you. People get killed, you get hurt. And hospitals in the Philippines, when I was little, they were really far and expensive. So you'd best not to be hurt. 85% of the people are still living in poverty. We have a really good sunrise, sunset, because we are an island, and overlooking Manila is the Manila Bay, where it stretches out to the Pacific Ocean. It's very, very pretty. In the new year, everybody is allowed to operate firecrackers, so they sell them on the street, even the dangerous ones. It's so noisy. In the history, I think the Philippines, they worship like the ancestors, and then they worship trees and mostly like nature. But after that, we were colonized by Spain for 300 years. So that's where they brought Catholicism. And so after that, then it's Jesus and God. And so we became Christian. Rice is a staple food. We even eat rice in the morning. And because we are in the island, fish is caught every day and it's fresh and it's cheap. Meat is very expensive. And ham is like a luxury. There's no turkey in the Philippines. So when I came over and saw turkey, I thought it was a big chicken. So I said, the chickens in America are huge. Every year, there's like a death anniversary, and so they would prepare the food and set it in front of the picture of your grandparent, and then you bow and then invite them to eat the food. Then all of us eat the food that we offered. So I think that's from China, and we still do that in the Philippines today. I came to America on a student visa, so I attended University of Pittsburgh, and then after 10 years, I applied for citizenship. America is a wonderful country. You have freedom of speech and freedom of religion. You can be what you want to be. We have our problems, like healthcare, but overall, it's a great country. I think Pittsburgh is a very nice city. It's my home now. It's comfortable and you can earn a living. It's not expensive to live here. I have lived here for more than 20 years now. In the Philippines, we are very poor. We have no air conditioning. We have a lot of times where electricity is out in the day. And then there's also water shortage. So from 5 to 9, there's no water. So we have to accumulate the water in our bathtub. And then we have to use it to cook or wash our face or brush our teeth. When I came over and the water and electricity and food is abundance, it's like, wow, I never have to worry. The thing that's hard to adjust in Pittsburgh was in the Philippines, the public transportation is really good. Like every minute there's a bus because everybody takes the bus. So when I came over and then I had to see the schedule, and then if I miss one bus, I have to wait another 20 minutes. That was hard. To come from the Philippines to America takes 24 hours of plane ride. My sister still lives there. My parents still live there. So it's too hard for them to come as often as they want to.
This episode is based on an interview conducted by Erica, David, and Brenna from Winchester Thurston School. To learn more about SLB Radio, visit slbradio.org.